raising the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
It's time for the race report. Your full-speed hour of NASCAR news and talk.
Yo, we didn't have much of a choice because we thought we were going to blow up.
Here are your hosts, Steve Barker.
I'm the best there is. Nobody can hang with my stuff.
And Sam Atwell.
You know, I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine.
Ready to talk NASCAR on the race report.
A lot of talk that maybe this team had lost its edge. They had good strategy, a little luck, a solid driver, and a good run. Two more turns for Kyle Busch. Through 11. Then a left-hander 12.
You boys are number one.
Checkered flag in the air for Kyle Busch. He wins at Sonoma.
Bill Weber with the call on TNT of Kyle Busch's dominating victory in the Toyota Save Mart 350. Welcome to the race report. I'm Steve Parker.
And I'm Sam Atwell.
Doesn't seem to matter what type of track it is. Kyle Busch usually has the fastest car already. Five trips to victory lane and 50 chase bonus points in the bag. How many more to go? And just when you think silly season can't get sillier, it does. Let's talk some NASCAR on the race report.
Now with a look at this week's NASCAR news, here's Steve with the racing headlines.
Kyle Busch had come down to earth a bit the last couple of weeks. After three wins in five races, he finished last at Pocono and 13th at Michigan. He had seen his points lead shrink to 21 after Pocono. As the Cup Series headed to the first road course of the season, Busch was not considered among the race favorites, but he took the lead for the final time with just under 40 laps to go, then survived a rash of late caution flags, including one that led to a green-white checker finish to win the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Infineon Raceway. His fifth victory of the season, first Cup Series win on a road course. The biggest moment of the race came just after a restart with six laps to go. Kevin Harvick slid through a tight corner, hit Tony Stewart and Jamie McMurray. All three were right behind leader Busch. That allowed David Gilliland and Jeff Gordon to slip by into second and third, which is where they finished. Clint Bowyer and Casey Mears were the rest of the top five. The victory helped Busch extend his lead in the standings to 103 points over Jeff Burton, who finished 13th. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won 52 back after his 12th place run at Infineon. The Sprint Cup Series heads next to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for the Lennox Industrial Tools 301. Yeah, they're running an extra lap for some reason. Green flag on TNT, scheduled for about 2:20 Eastern time. Denny Hamlin took this race a year ago. Clint Bowyer won there last fall in the first chase race. Rumors continue to swirl about where some big-name drivers could be big-name driving next season. Of course, at the top of the list, two-time champ Tony Stewart. While he, of course, will say nothing, talk continues that he will buy into Haas CNC Racing and drive for them next year. Keep in mind, he has a contract with Joe Gibbs Racing that runs through 2009, and the folks at JGR insist that Stewart has not asked for a release. And those are the racing headlines on the Race Report. Coming up tonight, we will run down the Save Mart 350, who surprised and who disappointed. We'll hear from the top finishers. We know Tony Stewart's probably on the move, but Ryan Newman, Martin Truex Jr., and Mark Martin? Speaking of all these rumors about drivers switching teams, where do they come from? The drivers basically say the media just make this stuff up out of thin air, but guess what?
Yeah, right.
They don't. And on a track where he used to be untouchable, Jeff Gordon needed some more luck to get a top five finish. He continues to struggle and does not sound like a very confident guy right now. We'll hear from the four-time champ. All that and more coming up when we come back on the Race Report.